Just, you know, there's times to hammer baseball. This is the week to do it, and we're all over it. You know, when it's the 47th game of the year and you got to do 15 minutes every day on the Braves, that gets tiresome. How do I know? I did that for years. But this week, I love talking to Chipper, love talking to Snit, love talking to Buster Olney tomorrow. I loved hearing the story about Bobby Cox. And, you know, and I hope Chipper wasn't offended when I said, you, because he's the one who said I was much more approachable at the end of my career. He talked about personal problems off the field. Sounds like Bobby Cox was wound very tight in that clubhouse in terms of very tough on young players.
Brian Snitker and his temper 20 years ago, you guys, you would not know it was the same human being.
Right.
A complete and total chill.
Right.
I just think it happens to us in age.
No doubt. I mean, think about, you know, I think about the Nutties when I was running a radio station in my 30s, and I was like,
I was convinced.
It's not
worth the whiskey.
I scared that poor engineer. Were you ever there when we went off the air? Like, we'd be at a remote, we'd go off the air, and like, here's what not to do is freak out so bad because there's dead air that you got an 80-year-old man that you think you may have given him a heart attack, right? I mean, I would lose my mind. Poor guy is crawling through like ceiling panels to try to reconnect us.
Yeah.
And I'm flailing away thinking these 12 minutes are going to end the radio station. It will end it. I will be back, you know, I'll be back.
Writing poems at Tulane about Fenway.
Say, I'll be back in the coal mine like when I grew up. Back on the mean streets of Newton. If this doesn't get fixed, I am going to go home and live off my daddy's money. I mean, I'm going to be in a bad place. I'm going to be in a desperate place if we do not get back on the air. And then you're like, these 15 minutes. It's like, it's nice to go to Super Bowl. And, you know, we always win everything else. And then, you know, if we're not at Super Bowl, if we're not at this thing, if we're not at spring training. And then the weekends, you go, well, that wasn't that big a deal, right?
So.
And we've been to spring training.
Yeah.
Like, that's boring. I mean, it's fun for us. And it's good to be around.
Spring training was still one of my all-time
favorites. We had a good time in Orlando, you, me, and Finn, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Let me give you, we got a couple of things. We're going to do our big game of the night. I don't know. Day-Day's, the stuff that Day-Day is throwing out there for big game of the night. Did you just say clip? What was that?
I gave you a couple of options, but I did say Clippers.
One.
Clippers at Knicks.
Day-Day.
I mean,
we gotta have. Is there anything more?
That's gonna play into your three strikes questions. What is the longest 2 hours of your life?
Thank you, John Foy. Anyway,
the big game of the night.
That's one of them. I mean, it's one of those funky times.
Listen,
in NBA.
Why don't we say just randomly Celtics and Phoenix? I mean, why not?
Okay.
Just say, why not?
Oh,
what did Mike Bell?
I mean, that's
perfect.
A good way. That's not bad. I mean, you can roll right off into after Larry Bird. And what episode will you
well,
be on?
Well, Mike Bell just Mike. Next episode will probably be Garnett one. But anyway, Mike Bell said it. He wanted to hate it.
And he loves it.
But at least he allowed himself to watch it. Listen to me say this. The first ones are really about Bill Russell and the history and racism that you know, that team and Boston was a racist town and all that stuff. It's very newsy and informative. It's not a lot. I mean, it's old clips of black and white playing in the 60s. So, you know, like I know
it's
my.
It's 10 episodes.
It's a lot. It's not 10, though. I don't think it's 10. I'm just, please don't say that.
Right.
All right. White Lotus isn't even 10. You know how many White Lotus is?
Girl, like, did you see that this past Sunday was the highest ranked
really?
Episode
you show
of
me.
All time?
That show
ratings.
Is it's, it has exploded.
Y'all, if you're not watching Adolescence on Netflix as well.
Well, that's not a pick. I am shocked.
Woo!
I mean, you couldn't find a good Holocaust documentary. You had
longest
to watch Adolescence.
Hours. Hashtag longest
like, if
hours.
I were to tell you, so Adolescence is the number one show on Netflix right now. It's about a boy. We're not, you know, giving away spoiler. He killed.
Well, don't.
I mean, it's the first. Everybody knows what it's about.
Don't say it.
It's a murder in high school. It's about a murder in high school.
Yeah, go watch it.
And it's shot. Each one is 1 hour. No cuts. One camera moving around.
Brad Pitt's the executive producer.
It's just
really
an incredible piece of art. But you don't like dark stuff. That stuff is so dark.
Well, I've changed. I'm in a real dark place now.
Are you? Is that why? Yes.
No, my husband even said, like, I don't
I'm
know if
shocked.
You'll like it. I go, let's just watch the first one. And then I was hooked.
Like Kimberly, I was like, you will not want to see this. It is disturbing. Incredible piece of art and television. But But White Lotus is just fun. All right, what are the longest 2 hours of your life? What are the longest 2 hours of your life? Who is currently a living legend? I was talking to Mike Johnson out there. It's very hard for Chipper to go to his six-year-old kid's games because he shows up. He's Chipper Jones. I mean, grown men, that's their friggin' hero, right? Yeah. 30, 40-year-old men, he is literally, it's like the equivalent of, like, you ever see old school New York people meet Mickey Mantle back in the day?
Yep,
almost started crying and stuff.
Yep.
Chipper has that effect on people. So, who is currently a living legend? Doesn't have to be sports. And how well do you sleep, scale of 1 to 10? I was up at 4:30, did not go back to sleep today. My wife's like, what's your problem? I said, I've got a lot on my mind.
What time did you go to bed?
I'm good, 11:15 or so.
Oh.
You know?
Yep.
That's nothing wrong with that, 5 hours, but I know we got to shoot for more. How well do you sleep, scale of 1 to 10? Who is currently a living legend? And what are the longest 2 hours of your life? 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. A lot going on this weekend for sure. The Savannah Bananas, the regional, Andrew Saltzman, who I don't even know his official title. He's got big muckety-muck over there. Him and I used to own a radio station together for years. He's very entertaining. He runs State Farm Arena, among other jobs he has. He'll be in studio tomorrow to tell us. I'm just going to say this. I know it's not an easy ticket. When you have four fan bases in a building with their bands, and I stress how fun it is to have the bands in every timeout cranking it out, and their cheerleaders and their fans in a games as big as this, the atmosphere is just electric. And the Ole Miss, Michigan, Michigan State, and Auburn fans are just going to take over that building. It's going to be so much fun. He's going to let us know how hard tickets are, what it's like to get those four schools, what the buzz is going to be downtown. You get ready to see a lot of Michigan yellow, a lot of obviously orange and blue for Auburn, I would say the most. I wonder if we're going to sleep on the Ole Miss fans that live in Atlanta. But I mean, the whole thing is just really exciting to have
great. And want them to have a great time.
And then, of course,
great weather.
Opening day tomorrow, I'm a little jealous that I didn't think ahead like Bo did to go down to the Battery tomorrow with all the bars and restaurants. And the Braves take the field for the 2025 edition, and Chris Sale's out there pitching against the Padres. Man, that's good stuff. And then they're here a week from Friday. Is it the Marlins? Mm-hmm. Who do we open with?
Open with the Marlins.
Week from Friday, the Marlins.
Get on down there. Hey, real quick, if you know someone or thinking of a vasectomy, the March Madness weekend seems to be the weekend to schedule it because the doctors tell you to go get your snip on and go sit for 4 or 5 days. Like, and you can just sit and watch. And so the numbers are through the roof.
Is it true you're supposed to have a bag of ice or a bag of peas?
Bag of peas.
Do you sit on?
Yes, I had one.
Oh, hold on. Here we go.
I had one.
How nervous were you, scale of 1 to 10, leading into it?
Very nervous.
How many months in advance was it scheduled?
Probably about 2 or 3.
And
it was right after my last son was born.
So it was within the last 4 weeks, as it was coming closer, were you more and more nervous?
Yeah, because I won't lie. It was just, you know, concerns like, will everything still operate?
Right.
You know? And
so did you know? I've heard folks who literally left. Well, somebody we worked with who was on the table and got so freaked out, he just walked out.
Wow.
Right before the snip was about to happen.
Please.
So is it not? I know women who give birth must be like.
Believe it or not, it's not bad at all. I literally,
they numb you?
They numb you so good. I put my earbuds in, turned on my music. He was done in a matter of
minutes. And then they literally say, take your package and put it on some peas.
Put it on some ice. Ice that thing, baby. You got to do it throughout the day over a course of a couple of days. But I will say that was the first thing people said to me when I started asking friends like for recommendations of where they would go. They said the first thing they said was, well, whatever you do, try to do it during March Madness.
It's brilliant. It is such a brilliant move. So if you're thinking about it for next year, there you go. I have two guy friends that did it.
Over
March Madness. Yeah. They got it done Thursday morning and boom, they're all set all weekend.
That's interesting. I mean, listen, in a day and age where you can binge watch anything, I would just think, you know, that like, just put on a great series, you're fine. But there is somebody.
No, but if you have to take off for work, I mean, you're going to be like, I'm getting a procedure done, and I've timed it perfectly.
So I did it on a Friday, and that's exactly what I did. I got home Friday afternoon.
Was it peas? Was that the best vegetable?
Corn works, too.
Corn works.
Anything that you can, anything you know, that's, yeah, frozen vegetables, bag. Yeah. Lima beans, yeah. Edamame.
You just drop it.
Like it's hot.
Drop it.
You just lay that thing there.
Lay it on, baby. All right, so there you go. Let's do three.
So what's your take?
Oh, no, oh, no, oh, no.
It's time for you to sound off.
One, two.
With three strikes.
Put your warning.
On the Steakhouse.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
All right, had a heck of a run this week, and now hopefully we're having a perfect show. We're having a We're having laughs. We're engaging each other. Everybody's on their game.
Come on, three strikes, people. Make
only
it happen.
Only Tinker can screw this up. Hey, buddy, what's the longest 2 hours of your life?
Every day that my old lady wants to talk about her day.
Aw. Poor Tinker.
Do you pretend well? Do you nod? Do you, like, engage?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I got 20-plus years. I already know all the signs.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, yeah.
Make sure you're a little bit eye contact, but you're just looking right over the top of her head.
Who is currently a living legend?
Oh, my man. D-Day, Bruce McCormick from Animal House.
Wow, there you go. How well do you sleep, scale of 1 to 10?
Oh, it's a straight dumpster fire, 4.6.
Yeah, all right, below average. Hey, George, what's the longest 2 hours of your life?
The longest 2 hours of my life, I'm going to say, back in the 80s, I took a flight in the military from Tacoma to Miami.
Yeah, and you're just, there's military, nothing to do on that plane, right?
Yeah.
You're literally raw dogging it. Who is currently a living legend?
Two of my favorite baseball players, Tom Glavine and Barry Bonds.
How well do you sleep, scale of 1 to 10?
Some days it's a 1, some days it's a 9.
You're going to give me a number, bro. That's how it works. Give me a number.
Okay, I'll say a 5. Say,
okay, thank you.
Don't yell at George. Poor George. George was in the military. But he didn't sleep good last night. That's what happened.
I think that call was as long as Tacoma to, where was it?
Stop it. Tacoma to Miami.
Jeez. Tom in Lawrenceville. What are the longest 2 hours of your life?
Any day of the week that both Steak and Sandra are not on the Steakhouse.
Wow. Oh, don't say that about Mark Zeno. Don't say that.
No, I love Zeno.
I know. I'm just kidding. That's very nice of you. Who is currently a living legend?
I was going to say Chipper Jones before y'all did, so I'll stick with it.
Did you hear him today on the show?
I did not, but I got the Odyssey app.
Now you win.
It's good stuff. Sandra,
no, I'm a delivery driver. I'm in and out of the truck. So.
Sandra, every time somebody gets in the app, Sandra gets a new bobble at Tootsie's.
Bangle.
Oh. Bobble. How well do you sleep, scale of 1 to 10?
I am literally asleep before my head hits the pillow.
I'm so jealous. That's so good. Oh, my God. I'm so jealous. Ugh.
I know. You're not good.
I'm a solid 2, 3. Bad. Uh-huh.
Yeah. How's Larry?
Larry is sleeping now.
No worries.
He's a 10.
I know people that can't sleep on planes, like 12-hour flights.
He got that CPAP, y'all, years ago. It has changed his life and mine, by the way, because that noise.
Yeah, that way you went to last.
It's grounds for murder.
You went out of last.
Pillow overhead. His head.
We're back. We're back tomorrow. Thank you so much, Bo. Thank you, Day-Day. Braves opening day preview tomorrow. Baseball coming.
Opening day!
All kinds of good stuff playing. Andy Arena next on Sports Radio 92.9.